JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
In our program today, we'll be highlighting the Salvation Army School for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Also, stay tuned for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Welcome and do stay with us. The Salvation Army School for the Blind and Visually Impaired is on a drive to increase enrollment at the institution. Principal Yeke Irari is encouraging parents with children who are visually impaired to make the effort and give them the quality education they need.
I encourage parents, you know, they have to have the interests of their children at heart by giving them the total package of the education they need. I think this is the right place they can, you know, have that.
The principal says for parents who are unwilling to bring their child to be enrolled, there is an outreach program where representatives of the school go within communities looking for children with this type of disability to register them into the school. Mr. Irari says all that is needed for registration is the child's birth certificate. He's also informing that admission is open right through the year from January to December. The Salvation Army School for the Blind and Visually Impaired is situated at 57 Mannins Hills Road in Kingston. It has been providing quality education in Jamaica since 1927. The institution can accommodate up to 200 students, but presently has 145 enrolled. The Salvation Army School for the Blind is a grant-aided institution. It accepts persons who are on the Program for Advancement Through Health and Education path. The government is responsible for the employment of the staff and provides funding for the operation of the institution. The school also gets support from the Salvation Army and its overseas partners and private entities such as the Canadian Embassy.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
On the Vision 2030, all Jamaicans will be empowered to achieve their fullest potential. This will be achieved through effective social protection, authentic and transformational culture, a healthy and stable population, and world-class education and training. For more information, visit vision2030.gov.jm. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
I remember the American apples, I remember the box lunches, and I remember the sky juice. The American apples, I would get that from Sovereign Supermarket, one of the few places that sold American apples at that time, probably about 10, 15 years ago, and they were very expensive. The box lunches, not like the styrofoam containers we have today, but these were like cardstock box lunches. I'm sure we all remember those. I used to have food there, you know, after school. And I remember the sky juice. You could get that at the National Stadium. Juice that came in bags, and you would have to use a straw. And I remember so much more.
And you're also welcomed to share your glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email us at glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that brings us to the end of today's program. Join us again on weekdays for another edition of Roundabout JA. On behalf of Student Engineer Andre Sawyers and Casita Irving, thanking you for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.